What up, boys? Say lessons for the lave, a second encore edition. I apologize to everybody who is listening. It'll be a little bit quicker this time. I want to thank Avi Kleinman for allowing us to video this week and tape it. Shoyach to him for his great job in being able to help us out. So today's topic is in Bahar B'chukosai, as we end the Torah, is a very quick topic on be happy, staying happy. How do we be happy? How do we stay happy? So I want to share with you an idea. I don't think you ever heard this idea before. A very special idea that I'm going to go a little bit backwards. It's going to start from B'chukosai and it's going to go into Bahar. And that is the concept, and not many people speak about this, and that's why I think it's very unique and very special, because that's who I am. And that is the pasuk says, "M'chusay tilechu," all the brachas, all that you get, "V'nasati gashem v'itam yirayev geshem v'yasik lechem dayush," right? All these great things, "V'nasati shalom v'aretz," right? You're going to get shalom v'aretz, right? All the great things are going to happen if you follow the Torah. We often think the other way, right? "M'chusay klolos before shavuos," oyoyoy, right? I don't know if you ever heard the story. I'll tell you a quick story about Rav Neventhal. I once davened at his house, Parshas B'chukosai, he laid the Torah. Oh, he was crying from the klalos because he felt it. He understood. We don't feel it. We even have a parsha in the middle, Parshas Bamidbar, before Shavuos, because it's so hard for people. They understand what the klalos are. But let's look at the brachas. So what will a person get? So a person will go ahead and they'll have the tremendous bracha. And that is, V'yisil lechem da'ish v'yitzir v'yitzik v'zera v'yachaltam. Lachamechem l'sova v'yashavim l'betach b'yarzachem. What does it mean, l'sova? L'sova. So Rashi already comments here, what does b'sova mean? So listen to this Rashi. I don't think you ever heard this Rashi before. It's a beautiful Rashi. It says, Toris kahanim, ocha kamea, he has a little bit, v'hu midvarech mimav. His stomach is full from it. Not that he gets the whole bracha of the gashmin, the geshem, which is gashmius, and he gets everything, all the parnas, and he uses all. No, he has a little amount, and that little amount gives him the fuel to continue. Says the Torah to Mima. Yeah, he says, this is Torah's Kahana. This is Mefurish. Let me quote you the words. Ain tzorech lomar shi adam oichel harbe v'sova, ela oichel kameh. Doesn't mean he eats a lot. He eats a little bit. And his stomach is full. It says in the Mishpatim, right, and you'll get the bracha of the lechem in your stomach. But then he says the Torah to me, it's not telling you that you're going to be wealthy with so much sfuar and oranges and pears and plums and all the great things of Eretz Yisrael. Does that? No. Then it would say you get a lot of it. No, it says it said you have a little bit of it. And your soveya. The shanot od pam in yanzeh behind the ochel misoveya. Elavada yakam rekem mavur, that it's a little bit, but he's happy with what he has. And I think that's the key. And to prove to you that that's the key, that's exactly what we see over here in Parshas Bahar. In Bahar, we see the same concept again. Pasuk tells us in Parshas Bahar, again, the same idea. This is now talking about Shemitah, which, oh, by the way, can only happen in Eretz Yisrael, as well as the brachas of the Torah, can only happen in Eretz Yisrael, that it's talking about, right, for people who follow the Torah. And it says, what's going to happen? Oh, so you're going to have the same thing. So now you really got to figure this out, because Rashi doesn't say anything over here, but from the Rashi before, comes along the Mizrahi, and he says the following. Oh boy, let's see if this works. And he says something I think beautiful. Oh, good, we're still on, we're live, we're still good. So he says, Baruch Hashem. So he says like this. Look at this Mizrahi, beautiful. He says, the Mizrahi comments, and he says on this Pasuk, but it's not the Aretz, so he says, what does it mean? Listen to this. So he says, it can't be that it's talking about getting what we call full, going to papagayos, if you will. That's what full is. That's the chalta v'savati v'rachta. Tim lo kein tama. It can't be, but that's not the priya. No, because then the pasuk before said you're going to get all the peros. So it's not good enough. Im kein, hare hasova nimsa hilkach al kirchach lomar shebesoveya. It has to be a different types of soveya. A soveya that your stomach feels. V'chalta soveya means what? Something different. Something that you feel inside with what we call, the important word now, is you're happy with what you have. That's the key. Oh, so now comes along the concept of being happy. So where do we know this happiness from? So those that have been reading together the Pirkei Avos, so you already learned Pirkei Avos. Ezu Asher? Nu? Wow. Asameach Mechalka, beautiful. Asameach Mechalka. So what does it mean, Asameach Mechalka? He should be happy with his lot. Says the Hafla. You can find this commentary in the article. It says, elaborates on the point by analyzing human tendency to rejoice over new possession. You get something new, you're so excited, right? You give your kid a little gift, right? A big gift, right? And you're so excited, you're playing with it, right? Silverberg's little microphone, you're playing with it so much so that you don't even know that it's not recording. And you're playing with it, and you say, okay, you should go ahead and have this for a big deal. What do I need it for? That's what we normally do, right? A little kid, they like to play with the box more than the toy itself, right? And you say, why did I buy this item for you? You're not even... So says the Hafla beautifully. As time passes, however, he gets used to the item, he doesn't care. However, a truly wealthy person, on the other hand, always rejoices in his portion. Not only does he appreciate what he gets, but long afterwards it becomes a chelek. Chelko, it's mine. It belongs to me. Oh, that's something so different. That's so different because it's a chelek. Where do we learn this from also? Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu. Come on, stay with me. Yaakov Avinu. Pachim Ketanin. Why does he go with Pachim Ketanin? Well, he's a Jew. He's got to go back. He's got to need a little more. He had so much. Because it's a chelek. It's mine. That's why, right? People call it, oh, he's cheap. Jews are cheap. Jews are... No, they understand this is God-given. How can I just give it away? Okay, you shouldn't be, okay, maybe that's not so good, but that's what you should do. There he quotes the Tzvarish Yisrael as well. A person who desires material things all the time, so that's also not good either. Why? Because he achieves emotional satisfaction. It's not, right? That's not good enough. He'll never get emotional satisfaction if he just cares about the physical. If you want the emotional, so you have to be happy with what you have. That's the idea. Development your spiritual life. Right? He writes over here, what is the purpose of material wealth? Not to allow one the opportunity to address his spiritual agenda, right? However, one who is unhappy with his lot is dissatisfied with God. He was blaming God. Look at all the books. They all tell you the same thing. The TED Talks, the everything. People who are rich are not happy people. There was actually a documentary done, right? On a very, very important, very, very important, very, very important documentary done. It wasn't on PBS. It was on the Game Show Network, GSN. They went ahead and interviewed many people, dozens of people who won the lottery. What happened to them after they won? This is a fascinating GSN documentary. I mean, this is the real thing. This is, this could bring, we're in the big prizes here. And so they said, they went through these 12 people. They all, one, like a few of them, I think, killed themselves. They didn't know what to do with their wealth because it was fake. It was fake. It was fake happiness. Right? And CEOs talk about this all the time. We don't really have real friends. This is not real happiness just because we have whatever. We look at them, the grass is green on the other side and say, oh, this is real. No. Happiness is recognizing the lot that I have and saying, wow, I'm lucky to have this. I'll tell you a story. I'm embellishing a story from Norv Noach Weinberg from Eisha Torah. Beautiful story. It's a Rav Hartstein, director of finance story. So I come to you guys and say, right, I go to the base medrash. Raboisai, I got a business deal for you. Okay? This is like a real Rav Hartstein. Listen to this, you like this. We have a donor who wants to give to the yeshiva $2 million. $2 million. Okay, he has one small condition. This donor, he's blind. He's blind. Right? Baruch Hashem, he has a lot of money. He'll give the yeshiva $2 million if I can get a student to donate his eyes to this donor. But I'm not going to be, come on. I'll give you half. I'll give you a million. I'm not going to give you the whole thing. Come on. I'm the director of finance. I'm not. Fine. New? Who would do it? Who would do it? So I know you'll be surprised, there'll be some jokes, but most guys won't raise their hand. They're, my eyes, $1 million, right? So why is that? So says Rav Noach Weinberg, when he asked the question, he says, nobody wants to give their, why? He says, you realize you have $1 million right over here, right? $1 million, because it wasn't worth $1 million for you to give up. Two. Do you realize, maybe $2 million, both, whatever. He says, I don't understand. Why are you not happy with what you have? Right? That's the problem over here. And I think this is such a key that we push it, don't realize in our life. Rav Noach Weinberg says, I'll just quote this very nice idea as well, that he says, you know what Ashir is?
Ezu Ashir, as Kamel Chakwe said, Ashir is Einayim, Shinayim, Yadayim, Raglayim equals Ashir. Look what you have! Right? You have, I don't want to say you have the schus, I don't mean it in a joking way. You see him davening, this, somebody comes in with a wheelchair who has no legs. Do you say to yourself, oh, Hashem brought him here so that I could daven to Hashem, thank you for my Raglayim, Ashir? Right? You don't have to wear glasses. You know, I can see. Right? I have, you know, I don't have British teeth. I have good teeth, you know? Right? Ezu Ashir, I'm Sameach Bechelko. I'm just kidding, of course. Not really. But okay. So then I'll end off. So Rav Weinberg then tells the story as follows. He says, this is a good gazak. A guy wins the lottery, right? Hopefully he's not going to kill himself like the GSN story, right? He's going to do well with it. He wins the lottery. They call him. They say, listen, come to our offices. We'll give you the check. Shkoyach. Happens to be here in Eretz Yisrael. It's very interesting. In America, when you win the lottery, part of winning the lottery is you have to say who you are, whatever. And that's where these people went wrong. Everybody looked them up. All the uncles and aunts that never knew. In Israel, when you win the lottery, you have to go claim it. And they put a mask on you. They take a picture with the person with the mask. Right? They write your name on the check. No. But they have a mask. So the guy's now driving to pick up his, you name the amount, $20 million, whatever it is. So as he's driving, this guy out of nowhere cuts him off. Right? That's the way I drive like this. And he cuts him off. Right? So normally, if it was the normal Daniel, you'd be like, that's a beep, beep. You know, and your wife's in the car and the kids in the car, but it's not worth it. It's worth it. Get the bat from the head of the car. You know, the guy's going crazy. Right? But what happens in this case? You're going to pick up $20 million. You're like, I don't care. Have a nice day, sir. Cut me off any you want. All of a sudden, you're in this great mood. Says Rav Weinberg, why are we not always in that mood? Right? Why can't we be happy with what we have? Right? We look at other people's wealth. We say, oh, they must be so happy what they have. And then you find out, Dargas of Parnassa, they're the worst people. You know, it sounds really weird that there's a concept that the people who have more money will tell you that they're the least happy people. Rav Dessler writes this more than once in his Michtav Me'Eliyahu. And he writes this concept that, you know, and he writes it in a very interesting way. I've done the research and I've asked people. The happiest people are not the richest people. These many, many, you know, they do the social experiments, right? I always find this interesting. And I don't know how much is this fake. I admit it. I'm very gullible as like the next guy, right? So the guy goes ahead and asks somebody, you know, he asks people for dollars, whatever. Nobody gives him. Who gives him? The homeless guy is always the one. The homeless guy offers him the pizza. So why is that? So it could be that the homeless guy has a sense of happiness that the people that are walking around in the grunge of their 9 to God knows what, 11 or 7 to 11 jobs, they have no happiness. They certainly have no spiritual happiness. So the answer to the question is quite simple. We see twice in the parshas we're reading, Bahar B'cholosai, that Lesova, to be satiated, doesn't mean to eat like a chazer and have everything you want. Oh, I'm full. Now I'm full because I ate papagayo. Now I'm full. But it's to actually be able to eat a regular meal and say, I'm full. I'm lucky to have that. How lucky are we? Right? We don't recognize that. Baruch Hashem, and part of it I think is because, and I mean this Baruch Hashem, we live in such an affluent society that we are able to have the chutzpah and complain about the food in a yeshiva that has the best food out of any yeshiva. Right? And go ahead and say, oh, the chicken was good, but the piece I had, it was a little bit dry. You know, a little bit of putting your face is dry. What do you mean? What do you mean it's dry? That's it. You're lucky you have chicken. Right? A guy came up to me, actually, they got the steaks. Guys won the steak for the cleanest room. The guy said, you know, it was good, but it could have been a little bit more fried onion she could have made. Punch you in the face. What do you mean? It's a Sameach Bechelko. Who gets steak for cleaning your room? Well, you know, your mom never gave you steak for cleaning your room. Come on. So I think that that's the concept over here. You want to stay happy and be happy? Think for a minute what you have and how lucky you are. Think about it. Think about the small percentage of the human race that you are. Okay, what number is that? You know, we're 1%, whatever it might be. Right, even though if you ask the average non-Jew, they'll say Jews are probably 30, 40, 50% of the world, right? Because of the Nobel Prizes, we didn't know that. But the truth is what? The truth is that we're the small... Okay, now take from that percentage how many people are Orthodox, smaller percentage. And how many of those Orthodox people get to study a year in Israel? How many of those people get to study in Leva Torah? How many of those people that are in Leva Torah get stuff out of the year? Okay, don't answer that question. I'm saying, but that's the concept. You should be somebody else, Machelka. Look what you got out of your year. But you want to stay happy? Think about that. Listen, we're all going to have days that are not happy. They're not just... We're happy. The fact that you could make a bracha, we just learned this in Mishnah Berurah Seder, right? Baruch Dayan Emes, probably the one of the hardest brachas for a person to make. We shouldn't know from it. But to make a bracha, Baruch Dayan Emes, B'Shem HaMalchus, saying, I'm not telling you I'm happy now, Hashem, but I get it. That's the ultimate form. Parnasa is all about, and I think this is the key here, right? We spoke about Geshem B'Itam. Geshem is just a Gashmias. It's the physical. We need physical to keep us going. But how much do we need? The same Pirko as talks about pach b'melach, right? To have a little bit, nothing. Because it doesn't, we learn that nowadays you don't have to be that person. I don't think there's a, I know it's probably, I'm a little bit to the extreme of enjoying food. But you can enjoy food. But lasova, that I have a little bit, it's okay, it's fine. It'll be fine. Okay, this wasn't the most perfect meal. But I'm full. Baruch Hashem. You know? And I think that's the message over here that we have to get. Right? Rav Hirsch expounds this as well. He speaks specifically about, I think, the connection also to Eretz Yisrael that we should keep in mind as well. Right? Sometimes, and this isn't so much for you, but just listen to my last moment. And that is that sometimes people can't make aliyah for that reason. They say, you can't have it physically here. There's no sova over here. It's not going to be the same. You can't have parnasa. How am I going to find a job here? Right? And then all of a sudden, the Ribbono Shalom finds him Parnasa. He's making half, you know, my joke is that, you know, I joined Leva Torah, Baruch Hashem, I have a great boss, Reb Boaz, promised me he's paying me exactly the same salary I got in the business world. Just in shekel. Right? Okay. That's the only difference. So, but the concept is, okay, I'm not, you know, I'm still walking around with Tommy, you know what I'm saying? I'm still... So what happened? What? So sova, I'm happy with what I have. And so I didn't have it before. What's the difference? So I don't have two cars now. I don't have the big. So what? Okay, we have to have emunah b'Hashem, and we have to believe, and you know, you have to be a realist also, and say this is not going to work. I'm in this line of business, and there's nothing. But I don't know if that should be a reason. There's tremendous simcha here. I think the happiest people are the people who don't have so much. They make it work. It's fine. They're just happy. They're laughing. That's something you can never take away from a person. You can't take away that laughter away from them. You know, you can't take that away from them. They have it. You could be the richest person in the world, never laugh in your life, never be happy. And the poorest people, the little kids, they're playing with little pebbles and the happiest kids in the world. Should we be zeichet to get this concept, I think a very, very important concept of lasova, that we should understand to be happy and to stay happy is to be happy with what you have.